Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 22nd of September, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm not sure yet. It's still kind of early here. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Yes, it's fine from the future. Don't worry.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. So today, the first thing we wanted to talk about is the OS updates are out for iOS. So iOS 15 is available. It is an optional update. I will have a link to that in the show notes. If you haven't gotten a bunch of alerts about it already, that's fine. You are given the option as opposed to before, where it sort of used to be a lot more aggressive about updates. Now, if you're on iOS 14, it will tell you you're up to date on iOS 14. Or but if you want to move to iOS 15, you can.
And or if you've disobeyed Andrew and not installed iOS 14.8, it will give you the option to install that or iOS 15.
Yes.
But we will have to tell Andrew on you.
Yes, that is a thing that's going to happen. So keep that in mind. We've been running, I've been running the shipping iOS 15 since it was released. Jeff, I think you've been doing some betas. Charlotte,
I'm still doing betas.
Okay, Charlotte, I don't remember if you were doing betas or not.
Yeah, I had one, a slightly older device was running the iOS 15 betas, and I played around with it a bit before, so it was nice to see how it kind of developed over time. Yeah, I was playing with it before it was public. Yeah, I had the developer betas running.
All right.
15.1 beta is already out too.
Yes. That was very hot on the heels of the 15.0 release, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. 15
came out like Monday, the next
15.1
day.
15.1 Tuesday. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So the biggest thing I personally was worried about in going to the beta was Safari, because we saw Safari. We saw the version of Safari that they tried to sell us at DubDub, and it was terrible. luckily, I am not the only person who held that opinion. I think there was an awful lot of feedback about that, and that's a thing that did evolve over time through the betas. That's probably something, Jeff, that you could talk to. But it got
Now you can choose whether it's terrible or not.
Yeah, which I think is an improvement. That's the thing that I always try to point out, is that mostly what I want is just the option to make it something different. Like, you know, don't force the thing on me until I have a chance to get used to it. But that's been, so far, it seems like it actually did evolve over time and has gotten less oversimplified. I think maybe somebody tried to actually use the thing that they put in the keynote video and realized that there wasn't a lot of usability there. So, and that's the thing I'm worried about. It's not Apple changed a thing and that makes me grumpy. That's not it at all. I don't mind if something is changed. I mind if it's changed, but there's not something useful behind it, or it's not better in some way. So yeah, like
change for the sake of change is just annoying.
Yeah. Or we think it looks pretty. Yeah. But now I can't use your browser anymore. Like, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So
as you say, Kelly, I'm trying to resist the temptation to just not like a thing because it's different and new. Mm-hmm. I've used new Safari. I installed Safari 15, which was another thing that was released earlier this week. On my Mac, mm-hmm. I've updated all my devices, so I've got that version of Safari on my iPhone and iPad too.
Okay.
Particularly on iPhone, it seems like on iPad, it's taking a little bit of getting used to on both Mac and iPhone, I have to say. Things like, I think we hinted at it yesterday, I'm not totally sure 24 hours on I'm happy with the color matching. I think it actually makes it harder to differentiate between toolbar and main website. I know it's meant to look pretty, but actually it makes, I think, navigation a bit harder. And I'm getting, it's the tab stuff that I'm not so sure about, which is obviously the biggest visual change.
Yeah, That's like definitely a switch.
Tabs around, copying and pasting web addresses. Just it's not flowing quite how it used to, but that might be a getting used to it thing.
Yeah. We've had Safari, just as a brief history lesson, we've had Safari since the original iPhone in some form or another. So that mobile version of Safari clocks in as publicly available since 2007. So yes, it's gone through some iterations, but it's been around for quite a while, and it has basically always worked the same until this week, or until iOS 15, depending when you installed it. It has always worked the same. The one thing I will say in favor of the new version is that it makes a lot of sense for the address bar and the menu and the tab bar to be at the bottom where your thumbs are, which is generally where you want to interact with them. I'm surprised that didn't happen sooner, but the whole single tab and like you only ever need one and all that kind of stuff that they tried to give us, like that wasn't going to fly. But moving the other stuff to the bottom is a switch. I still keep finding myself trying to reach up to the top of the screen to tap a new address, you know, type a new address or you know, go to search for something. And
yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I think that's going to, that'll improve over time.
Right. And a lot of people complained about that too. And that's why Apple eventually gave us the choice.
Yeah.
Having it at the bottom or at the top.
Yeah. And I think I will like it at the bottom. It's just that when you've had a habit for more than 10 years, it's hard to break it in 2 days. Yeah, so yeah. When that gets better, I think I'll like it better in the long run. It's just going to be a switch.
Yeah. Just beyond kind of Safari and those things, I've got my Apple Watch up and running Watch OS 8 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I have definitely noticed is the new feature where it asks you if you're working out. So I've been like, you know, if I've gone for a walk or something, mm-hmm. even, you know, it's noticed I've been walking for not insignificant period of time, you know, something that's obviously more than me and walking around my home, say.
Yeah.
It sends an alert now saying, are you working out? Do you want to record this workout? Which is pretty nifty. It's the big thing they mm-hmm. played on with WatchOS is 8 is for the cycling and cycling recording, but I've also noticed it yes. with just walking. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That is the thing I've wondered about. So I'm glad to see that that has changed.
And I think I'm trying to think of other stuff that's changed in WatchOS 8. There's obviously the new, I haven't had a chance to play with the new mindfulness app yet, but I'm going to do that and write a very zen report on how that was for me. So there's all those kind of bits that are in there. I don't know what you two think, the kind of softer font and design aesthetic going on with iOS 15 and iPadOS 15.
I have appreciated the notification. Setup, which sounds kind of odd, but they're a little different now. And especially like the first time you get a notification, it will say like, this is a time sensitive notification. Do you want them on or off for this? Which I have enjoyed. So, and you can also like turn the volume, so to speak, on those up or down. Focus mode is one of the big things that comes to 15.
Oh God, I love focus mode. And I love focus mode.
We need to talk about focus mode. If you want to hear exclusively about focus mode, you can tune in to TDO last week, because Thursdays with Bob was all about focus mode last Thursday. And yes. I'll have a link to his article in the show notes. But Jeff, talk to us a little bit about what this is. It's basically different flavors of do not disturb, right?
On steroids. It's do not disturb on steroids. It takes all of the things that Apple introduced with Do Not Disturb so many years ago mm-hmm. and makes them customizable in different situations, because you can have an almost infinite number of focus modes.
Okay.
by default, I believe iOS 15 gives you four. There's work, personal, driving, sleep, oh, and overall do not disturb, which would make five. But like you can go in and add your own. And within each one, you can change which people, which apps, which activities can break through focus mode and mm-hmm. try to get your attention.
So
like I can have a work focus mode where, for example, you and Charlotte and Brian Chaffin and Dave Hamilton and Andrew Orr can text me no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then once the day is over and I'm ready to tell you guys to go away, I shut all that off.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I thought
so
we
you
were
can't
friends.
Get through to me.
Wow. Yeah, I thought we were buddies, dude.
I would never do that to you or you, Charlotte and Kelly, but you know, there are others.
Yeah. So I will point out there's like, I just looked because I have basically do not disturb or not. And that was it. So I have my focus modes are and this is in settings. There's a top level option for focus. And right. it's in like the second block. It's with notifications and sounds and screen time. And now there's also focus. So if you go to focus, there's do not disturb and then sleep and personal and work. And then yep. you get an option to set up each of those. And there's a plus in the top right hand corner so that you can add additional modes. And the other awesome thing that comes to do not disturb, which is share across devices.
Yes.
So
when I tell my Mac, because I'm running the Monterey beta, mm-hmm. when I tell my Mac, go into podcast focus mode, mm-hmm. it automatically changes my iPhone and any other iDevice I might have.
Mm-hmm.
Very useful.
And then, so my, for the ones that say set up on them, like personal and work, it says that, like, if I tap on work, it says allow notifications from important people and apps while working and silence the rest across all devices. Turn on automatically. You can have work focus turn on for you at a set time, location, yep. or while using certain apps. And then share your away. Let others know you're working with a status that says you have notifications silenced. So you have the options to configure those things across each of the modes that you want to set up. So right. it sounds interesting. I have not sat down and spent some time to configure it. I'm going to, because this is going to be great for lots of things. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
The one thing I haven't really tested yet is share notification status, but I need to do that soonish. Because I will be putting a hand-holding walkthrough on setting up focus modes up on TMO today or tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that because I will probably need that too. Because it's definitely going to be a really nice option to have that sort of like, here's when I would like for people to be able to reach me. Here's when maybe not. That seems like a good thing to have. So I'm glad to see that that got better than just the world can notify me or the world cannot. And seeing Apple address notifications, my favorite piece of this, I think, honestly, is share across devices, because that seems like the greatest part of it. So I'm glad to see that. One thing that is super handy, speaking of focus modes, I use Do Not Disturb. And in fact, my phone is in Do Not Disturb right now because I have one set up. I have a shortcut set up that puts my phone in Do Not Disturb every morning so that we can have our Mac Observer meeting and then record the podcast. So one of the things that we need to talk about is shortcuts, because there's a lot of new things, I believe, that have come to shortcuts as part of iOS 15. Right, Jeff?
There are. There's a lot more control. It's also, you know, just like with focus mode, shortcuts are now coming to macOS. Mm-hmm. And any shortcuts that you create in iOS 15 populate over to your Mac automatically and vice versa.
Okay.
And there's a lot. I mean, there is so much you can do with shortcuts. I've only scratched the surface. I've got one, you know, similar to your do not disturb mode before meeting and podcast. I have a shortcut for when I start my workday. I've got a shortcut for when I quit my workday. And I've got a shortcut for when I'm about to record a podcast, because I've got a couple apps that don't really honor do not disturb mode. And so one of my shortcuts turns on my podcast focus mode and also closes that app so that it doesn't get in my way.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I'm looking forward to the new sets of shortcuts. And part of that is because, like you said, they're coming, they're part of Monterey. And so we will get those things in Mac OS and,
and in be Monterey, able to use them there. I mean, too. You can put them on your menu bar. You can add them to the services, menu. So like if I just go to Finder and go to, services from the Finder menu bar, there's my shortcuts right there. My podcast recording time shortcut, quit work, start work, they're all right there.
That's fantastic.
I don't have to hunt them down. I don't have to think about it.
That's super great. I'm looking forward to that one. Charlotte, are you a big shortcuts user?
No, I'm not. I was listening to Jeff kind of excited about this, actually, because it's never something I've played with. No, I've never played with it. I've always kind of, it's always felt a bit like Pandora's box to me, that if I started sort of mucking around, I would
fall down a rabbit hole and we'd never see you again.
Very much so. Yeah. I've played with a couple previously, of like one that started music and a couple, you know, Andrew has shown me a couple as well. And I really like the idea of it. There are not many tasks I can think of where I'm like, what I need is one button to turn this off. But I can also imagine, or on, but I can imagine if I had said button, then I would be like, a couple of weeks later, I'd be like, how did I ever live without this?
Yeah. Well,
Kelly, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was when Charlotte was on vacation, Jeff Gamet posted a link to just a huge library of shortcuts that people had already.
Oh yeah. There are several libraries out there for people who want to check them out and get started.
The one that he posted about is just phenomenal. I found a couple really good ones there.
Yeah. I'll make sure we have a link to that in the show notes. And that's, I hate to give people homework on the podcast, but definitely go check out that link, especially if, like Charlotte and I, you are new to shortcuts. You may want to take a look at that and see if there's anything there that might inspire you. Like, this isn't really the one that I'm looking for, but it's really close to a thing that I would like to do, or that would work better for me if I did it this way, you know, that kind of thing. That would definitely be something I would suggest. So that's going to do it for us today. But go check out that library. And I look forward to hearing about your shortcuts. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Thank you to Charlotte and Jeff for being here today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.